We bring on Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029 in Northwest Arkansas. Jocko was there for the Brett Bielema press conference this afternoon. Jocko, what did he have to say?
Well, I think that he was a little more reserved than he has been in the past couple of weeks. No tie and suit on today. He just donned the button-up Arkansas shirt that he is known to wear now. No windbreaker, by the way. But he seemed to be a little more, you know, cautious in what he said and a little more reserved than normal. But I think that still from Saturday night, Trey, you were there when he said, you know, I hate to lose, you know. He certainly didn't want to chalk this up as a moral victory. But I think that he thinks that it was a stepping stone as far as, you know, competing in the SEC. Yeah, you lost by 12 points, but you're still competing. You're still able to go toe-to-toe a little bit with the big dogs of the conference right now. And he seems cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's the one thing I really took away was that they didn't quit. You know, there's a lot of times you could very easily just kind of lay it down, but they fought to the end. Do we know how many true freshmen, redshirt freshmen, really played a lot of snaps? Because it seems like some of the people that we're really counting on are the youngest people on the team. So that's also a positive as far as they're getting great experience and knowing that they are going to get better each week, but definitely down and people don't want to hear that as far as next year and the next year being better. But when you are playing young players in this SEC, the best conference, it's tough to win right now, but that does give them valuable experience for down the road.
That coach said he had a hard time sleeping on Saturday night, you know, I'm sure like every coach and even fans do that and players, but you know, he had a hard time sleeping, thinking about the game and what he could have done better. But the things that he was trying to do, trying to remain positive, and he thought about, you know, I've got a young quarterback, a sophomore quarterback in front of him that, you know, they started two freshmen at guards. You know, they decided to change up the lineup a little bit and put in Skipper and Kirkland in at guards. So true freshmen at guards. You got a true freshman behind him at running back. And you've got another, you know, a sophomore running back behind him as well, behind Brandon Allen. And you've got other guys that are kind of sprinkled throughout, you know, Hunter Henry, who had, you know, a great day at tight end. There's another kid. He talked a lot about Hunter. We could talk about that as well. But he just kind of talked about, you know, these guys are young. You know, we lost the ball game, but, you know, a very bright future. And, yeah, I'm with you, Matt. I don't want to, you know. Then you talk about 2 or 3 years down the road, and all of a sudden 2 or 3 years down the road, you continue to say, well, wait till next year. You know, we got four years of experience or 5 years. So I just think that eventually, you know, that there is promise in this. And, you know, it was a different feeling after a loss in Fayetteville. Even the crowd, you know, was cheering for the Hogs as they walked off the field, even though they got lost by 12. It was just, you know, there are good things out of this program. You just got to have a little patience and then wait for them to come.
Did obviously Saturday after the loss, it wasn't a time to ask, but if they would have won, I think someone would have asked. Was the question asked today about what happened on the Hog Walk?
You know, and I was waiting for it. And I'm like, well, you know what, Coach? I think kind of likes me a little bit because we have a history. And if he doesn't think
so,
it's
you
funny,
were the one that asked the question.
I did not.
So what happened? Explain it to me.
He fell.
Coach fell on the
It looked like he took a bullet to the behind.
Like a Phil Mickelson when he was looking for his ball.
It was worse than that. I mean, it looked like he got shot right in the buttocks.
Come on, Coach.
It is pretty good, and I hate to laugh at the coach, but I did not ask. It was like the second to last question asked, and I was kind of waiting. And I really thought to myself, like, you know, we're okay right now, so I don't want, you know, if the coach doesn't think it's funny, he could, you know, give a snide answer and walk out. So he took it pretty well. He said, I should have included myself on the injury report when I started because he went through all the injuries.
There we go.
He said he's wearing these leather shoes, and it's really slippery on that pavement. And, he took a spill. He said, you know, he made a joke about how, you know, he's proud of himself. He took it pretty well. It took the fall pretty well. You know, he said he's an athlete, so, you know, he said, you know, he said when he got up, he's like, oh no, there are some, you know, people got their phones out taking photos and you know, video, and it's like, oh,
well, of course they are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So he said he knew it was coming. He said he could. Nobody talked about it Sunday night, you know, after the loss to all the players, but he said he could tell people were joking around about him, but never say anything directly to him. And Jen, his wife, you know, she was kind of teasing him a little bit. So all in all, he played it very well and made some jokes and had some fun with it. Yeah, but it was after the loss that, or after they had won, you know, they've been great. And
you could have started
up
there. Mike, I wanted to ask you about the interception, because when I watch it on film, I don't know if anybody, if that question was asked, but it looks like there was either double slants or he has a kind of an option route as far as the slot guy, or if they're square ends, but he does not define the route and doesn't even continue to come over to the ball, just kind of drifts. And that's when you see interceptions like that. I didn't know if somebody asked him about that play.
Matt, no, nobody has, you know, leave it to the quarterback to you know, protect your guy, right? But I think, yeah, you're right. I think that, you know, people were maybe putting Brandon on the blame for that. Yeah, but it looked like he cut off his route. Nobody asked him about it.
Well, he drifts is what he does. Yeah, and that's why I just didn't know if the route combination, what was called, but if nobody asked, yeah. But you see him kind of get kind of to the top, but he just kind of starts drifting over where if he defines it, because still Brandon Allen stared him down and threw it. But if your receiver is running through, then all that is just a hit. The guy hits you from behind, and it's incomplete pass.
Yeah, exactly. And as a quarterback, let me ask you this, Matt: is that something that, you know, when a guy does that, when you're expecting, you expect him to do something that he does, and you throw the pass thinking that he's going to do that? Does that make you upset, or, you know, kind of, you know you're going to take the blame, but you know, where does that leave you?
Yeah, you can't, you know, especially when you're playing, you can't blame the other person. That's something that I'm sure it's not the first time that it has happened. And I really kind of figured that out at Jacksonville as far as when I was actually the one running the routes.
Yeah.
And as a quarterback, though, if it's something that's continuous, then you won't go back to them. But as far as a receiver, the biggest no-no is – to, if you have a crossing route where you have to cross that safety's face or whatever, you have to run through him and cross it. Even if you don't want to, even if he's coming full speed, you have to do that to protect, because if you don't and stop, I mean, that's a pick six, because he has his momentum going. It doesn't really matter where you are on the field. You know, a lot of times that is a pick six, but I'm sure they'll look at film and go over that, and that's why I was interested to know what the route combination was, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody asked. Maybe that's something that we can ask later in the week for sure.
Jocko, also thoughts on Florida? I mean, obviously, I'm sure he talked about them and Will Muschamp and the defensive team that they are. That obviously no Jeff Driscoll at quarterback, but what were his thoughts on the Gators?
Well, he thinks it may be the fastest game time-wise in the history of college football, because Florida is number one in time of possession, and Arkansas is just out of the top 10. So he thinks, ball control will certainly be at a high standard on Saturday. He expects a lot to go into there. You know, he continues to say, you know, it's an opportunity to do some big things, something that, you know, Arkansas has never done. He certainly knows his history as far as Arkansas and Florida goes. So, you know, yeah, he's expecting, certainly some big things from that big crowd, you know, at the Swamp, but a chance to really showcase what Arkansas has learned week to week. And he, you know, he continued to preach about 1-0 and hoping the Hogs can learn from their mistakes against the Aggies and take them against the Gators. But certainly, going up against that defense and trying to control the ball, and keep it away from Florida, regardless of who's starting at quarterback, you know, it's going to be about ball control and keeping the ball and killing that clock.
And you look at Tennessee, which they had 2 weeks ago, had 220 total yards and 5 of 13 on third down in Kentucky, which you could probably put these two teams, as far as Tennessee and Kentucky, two of the bottom teams, I guess, out of the East. Would you say those two teams? Kentucky, 1 of 8 third down, 173 total yards. And as I say that, Tennessee only had the ball for 20 minutes. So Florida's defense is really good, and that has to be my concern is, your third down conversions, because if you look, Kentucky 1-8, Tennessee 5-13, we have to convert on third down, because Tennessee that had the ball 20 minutes, Kentucky only had the ball 21 minutes, as you were saying.
It's one of those games, Matt, that I think that you can really, you know, there is an opportunity for Arkansas to go down there and steal a win. I think that, you know, Arkansas, you know, on paper and you know, even on the field, it just is just as good as this Florida team. However, you know, if being at Florida, it can get out of control in a hurry if Arkansas makes too many mistakes and it could just blow up from there. But I do think Arkansas has a chance to win if they can, you know, continue to move the ball like they did against Texas A&M.
Yeah, I think we have to have a little better rush defense with Florida having their, you know, the new quarterback in. You can tell that Matt Jones had 28 carries, averaged 6.3 against Kentucky. But we're going to have to be able to stop the run a little bit as well. And with our offensive scheme, I think you're right. I would give us a better chance to beat Florida than I did A&M, because it's so tough to stop A&M. You just know they're going to put up 40-something points, where Florida, lately, you don't know. They might only score 12 points this game. You know, they could score. They always have the potential, but they're not a high-explosive type of offense.
You talk about their rushing defense. That Coach did say that was addressed as far as giving up so many yards against Texas A&M, you know, regardless of it being a high-potent offense. He also did say that you know, there's a lot of celebrating once they did make some stops, and Coach is putting an end to too much celebration. You need to make your tackle, get up, and look over the sidelines for your next call. So look for, although Arkansas was disciplined, only had one penalty for 5 yards, look for them to be even more disciplined come Saturday.
That's a good point, because on the road they could call that, and I'm with you. If it's a fourth and one and you make a stop, I'm okay with you excited, or third and four, you get off the field. But when it's second and 10 and the running back runs 6 yards and you tackle him, you don't get up and celebrate for that. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make the tackle.
Exactly.
Here's another thing to think about too, guys, and Mike, maybe we need to ask him this after the game on Saturday in the Swamp, is the short turnaround. I mean, you're playing a game that's going to kick off 7 o'clock Eastern time. They're probably not going to be back to the airport and on the plane till almost midnight Eastern time, potentially even.
You won't get home till 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then you've got an 11:21 game the next week. Yeah, and I know a lot of people are saying, hey, well, that's still
the same
day.
Look at who you're playing.
But no. Yeah. You're leaving Florida, flying all the way back to Fayetteville, and then you've got South Carolina coming in at 11:21. I mean, that's a short turnaround.
And I know as Coach Nutt, what he would do is we wouldn't have a full padded practice that week. You know, you're doing a lot more walkthrough. You're getting your treatment. Do you know any type of, I guess, their schedule, what it would be?
No, he didn't say anything about changing. I do agree with you, though, that – you know, that Sunday, I think your body, you know, just plays, you try to play catch up, but because of everything that happened Saturday night, and then to take that flight back, and then to get to bed probably, you know, 5 in the morning or something like that, by the time you finally, you know, get
and
back.
And you don't sleep good after
your
games. Yeah. As you were saying, you just, if you're a player or a coach, you get home. I mean, your whole schedule's going to be off a little bit, and you just, I've never been able to sleep good after a game, and as you were saying, Coach Bielema didn't either.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll have to see if they do anything different once next week arrives. I know that they're probably just, you know, continuing to focus on Florida this Saturday.
Mike, as always, we appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure. Give away some more prizes, would you?
Well, we're going to try. Thanks, Jocko.
All right, brother. We'll see you guys.